Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, we'll be exploring the hero within each one of us and the seven heroes' journeys we live or have the possibility of living. Last week, I talked about depression from a different point of view. We saw how a depression all of us suffer from, to one extent or another, emerges from our feeling that we're not accepted, an old pattern that may go back to our 9 months in the womb and certainly relates to our early childhood, and the 20,000 no's and don'ts we heard in the first 2 years of our life. It's easy to see how our negative experiences in life have submerged our hero within. We don't even know the characteristics of a true hero and what the hero's journey is about. What is our hero's journey truly about? After talking about the hero within each one of us, I'll be doing a hero within repatterning. So you're welcome to phone 866-472-5795 if you would like to receive this repatterning live today. That number is 866-472-5795. Usually, each week I give you a short introduction to the resonance repatterning system, which this show is all about. This week, I'll say just a few words on resonance repatterning, and then I'm going to go straight into our theme of the hero within, and particularly because the repatterning is quite a long one. So for those of you who are new to resonance repatterning, it is a powerful and wonderful system of energy medicine that creates transformative change and self-healing physically, emotionally, and mentally, and in our life. Changes how you feel and how you relate. All your relationships actually change as well. You can learn to do the resonance repatterning process on yourself, or you can receive sessions from a certified practitioner. Feel welcome to visit our resonancerepatterning.net to find out more, to see our schedule of classes and names of practitioners in your area, or for practitioners who give sessions over the phone and by proxy. You can also discover more by reading my book, Quantum Change Made Easy, which explains the 9 keys for all positive change and transformation. And we have our resonancerepatterning.blogspot.com for anyone who wants to share their ideas and connect with like-minded people. Some of you have requested that I do a show devoted just to your questions. If you would like this, please email your questions to livingintune@gmail.com, and I'll see if we have enough questions for a whole show, and perhaps a repatterning based on your questions. Now, let's look at our theme for this week. The Hero Within, Celebrating Our Journeys. In her book, The Hero Within, Carol Pearson, says, heroes take journeys, confront dragons, and discover the treasure of their true selves. Okay, but what is a hero, and what do journeys and dragons symbolize for us in our lives right now? How will heroes and journeys help you live your life with more happiness? As we'll see, the hero within has everything to do with each one of us and the happiness we all want. Let's start with the 4 aspects of the hero and the hero's journey that we find in myths, fairy tales, literature, present-day movies, and, of course, in our own life. The first aspect is that the hero is challenged to grow. This is the journey. Whenever you see a journey in the movies, you know the hero's life will change, and he or she will be transformed in some way. The second aspect is that the hero leaves one source of nourishment and must find a new source of nourishment. And we'll see how that works also today, and you can see it in the movies you watch and the books you read as well. The third aspect is that each part of the journey has lessons. In myths and fairy tales, lessons come in the form of an enemy or a monster or a dragon, definitely someone who doesn't wish the hero well, who is difficult for the hero, who wants to hurt the hero. The hero may even have a life and death struggle with the monsters. In addition to monsters who make the hero's journey difficult, are friends or allies who help the hero. The hero can't make it through all the difficulties alone. The friends who help and guide the hero are indispensable. The fourth aspect is that the hero returns transformed with something to contribute to humanity. In the radio show I gave a few weeks ago called The Crack in the Vase, I retold an amazing true story about a young man who had his leg amputated. Let's look at the four aspects of the hero's journey in his story, and in this way we can begin to see the same four aspects in many of our own stories too, and in our life. So the first aspect, the hero is challenged to grow, the journey. The young man's journey starts when his leg is amputated. This challenges him to grow. When we need to transform, to change something within ourselves or in our life, something happens. An accident, an operation, a disillusionment, the loss of a job, a divorce, or broken relationship. All these happenings signal a journey. There is something new we must learn about ourselves. The young man's journey, his challenge, was the operation that removed his leg. Usually the hero resists the journey. In fact, most of us resist our journey. Do I have to face this problem? I don't want this experience. The young man goes into resistance by turning to drugs and alcohol, becoming enraged and distancing himself from all his friends. Each of us resists our problems or our journey in our own way, maybe through depression, withdrawal, overworking, partying, anything rather than face the journey of self-transformation. Notice how heroes in movies resist their journey, their moment of challenge. Number two, the hero leaves one source of nourishment and must leave one source of nourishment and find a new source of nourishment. The young man leaves his past source of nourishment behind. This is who he was before his leg was amputated. The admired college athlete, beautiful girls, fast cars, it's all gone. He has to leave it. The new source of nourishment that he will eventually find is connecting with people who have gone through the same kind of traumas he had experienced and helping them find a new way to live their lives. Number three, every journey has enemies, or the dragon. These are our lessons the hero must face and the friends who will help the hero. The young man's enemy that he had to face and overcome is his life-negating perception that he is a cracked vase. This was the picture he drew of his body after his operation, a vase with a deep, deep crack in it. He saw himself as broken. A vase has no purpose, no function in life if it can't hold water. As with all enemies or lessons, if he didn't face this enemy with courage and strength, he would, quote, die. In other words, he would continue living as he was, drowning his pain and suffering in alcohol, drugs, and rage. There will be no growth, no transformation. And this is the death. When we don't grow, in some way we feel like we're dying. But the young man also has friends, his college coach who recommended him to Dr. Riemann, and Rachel Riemann herself. She is the wise counselor, a listening presence of the heart, who once he's ready and asks for her help, opens the way for him to visit people in the hospital who are traumatized like him by losing part of their body. Number four, the fourth aspect, the hero returns with something to contribute to life. The young man completes this particular journey. He has found his life vision, he marries, returns to school, and knows that he has an important mission in life. He has transformed his attitude to life. He now understands that the crack, his amputation, wasn't that he was a broken vase. The crack in the vase, in fact, was an opening to let the light of his spirit shine through. When I do the Hero Within repatterning, we'll see these four aspects in our big life problems, and what we can do to make our journey easier, to see the challenges as an adventure rather than as a call to suffering and misery. Now, I believe we have seven major journeys in our life, and in our seven major journeys, we'll see these same four aspects turning up. The challenge to grow, leaving one source of nourishment and finding a new source, lessons we must face and overcome, along with friends who help us on our way, and the return, transformed with something to contribute to life. And I'm just going to quickly summarize the seven journeys, because the big thing I want to move into is the five great archetypal patterns, these universal patterns that are really our stories of transformation and how we can transform. But in any case, let's look at the seven heroes' journeys. The first, and by the way, if you download this, you'll get much more information on all of this that I may not have time to cover in just such a short one-hour session here. All right, so the seven journeys that all of us go through to one extent or another. The first journey, amazingly enough, is the journey of the spermatoza, or to the egg. When you see a film of this journey, it boggles your mind. The sperm is a masculine principle, and 300 to 500 million sperm swim towards the egg on a life and death mission, and only one of it makes it through alive. The sperm that made you, me, and us. That's the hero within all of us. The second journey is the journey of the egg, newly fertilized by the sperm, as it moves down the fallopian tube on yet another life and death journey to its new source of nourishment by attaching into the mother's womb. The third journey is the birth journey, also a life and death journey. The baby must leave its source of nourishment in the womb and journey to its new source at the mother's breast, the milk of life. The fourth journey that most babies never get to make is when the newborn is placed on the mother's belly, and if born free of trauma and drugs, the baby makes its own way without help to attach to the mother's breast. The baby has left the source of nourishment within the mother and connects to its new source of nourishment outside the womb in the form of the mother's milk and her heartbeat. This is a bond of heart as well as a bond that physically nourishes. The fifth journey is our journey from birth to death, to the journey we're all presently on. This journey sets the stage for the lessons we're here to learn as we find our purpose in life. The lessons each one of us must face on this journey relate to our five major archetypal patterns of the orphan, the martyr, the wanderer, the warrior, and what I call the wise one. For any problems we have on this fifth journey, we can turn to these five archetypal patterns and discover how to resolve our problem. Each of these five archetypal patterns has a lesson and achievement that will help us face and transcend our problems and our fears so we can return to life and make the positive contribution we're here to make. The sixth journey is the inner journey, the journey of spirit. This journey requires that we turn our focus of attention from being nourished in the world, our one source of nourishment, and focus our attention within on the divine, our true source of nourishment. Like all other journeys, in this one too, we're challenged to grow, to face our weaknesses, and we have our enemies, our own mind, and our friends who encourage and guide us. The hero who follows this journey returns to be of service to the world. And the seventh journey is passing through death, easing our world and connecting to the next dimension. In the Hero Within repatterning, we'll discover which of the seven journeys is involved with our problem. And if you'd like to phone for this session, so far we haven't had any callers, so feel welcome to give us a ring here, and after introducing to the five patterns, we'll do a session.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but
what?
But your butt, your buttocks, your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Good. So we've been talking about the hero within and celebrating our journeys. And we've looked at the 4 aspects of the hero and the journey. We've also looked at the 7 journeys each one of us makes in our life. And now I'll just summarize the 5 major archetypal patterns that help us to understand our experiences and learn from them and gain wisdom from all our problems. The first archetypal pattern that we use in this repatterning is the orphan. The orphan is the part of ourselves that wants to be looked after, rescued, and taken care of, whether by winning the lottery, by a family member, or by marrying someone rich. The orphan within us wants a life of ease. It's the part of us that doesn't want to work. We want quick answers and an immediate healing, a magical healing, without having to do any work. Above all, the orphan wants security. The orphan's greatest fear is being abandoned. So we can see how that pattern fits with us and our life. The second pattern of the 5 is the martyr. The martyr within each one of us takes care of other people, even at the cost of looking after ourselves and our own needs. The martyr lives in a world where everyone is suffering and needs love and care, and it's the martyr's job to take care of everyone. Our martyr can be resentful because in putting other people's needs first, we often ignore our own selves and our own life. The martyr believes that suffering brings redemption, that whatever we achieve in life is only possible if we deprive ourselves, and the big fear of the martyr is selfishness. The wanderer is the 3rd archetype. And this is the part of ourselves that needs to break from old ways, from old conventions, and search for new answers. It's about being independent, self-reliant, finding our own unique way of doing things, discovering who we are and what's important to us. The danger for our wanderer is that we're so independent that we may cut ourselves off from groups that we belong to and feel that we don't belong. The wanderer within each one of us needs to resolve our need for freedom, aloneness, and discovery, and along with the loneliness that brings, and how we can be independent but also stay connected to our communities. The warrior is the next archetype, and this archetypal pattern within us, we want everybody to follow our way, our ideas, our beliefs, in order to make the world a better place. So whether we're the healthcare provider trying to convince people to give up junk food and exercise every day, or a husband and wife fighting to get the other person to follow their way, this is our warrior in action. And ideally, the warrior does want to create a better world, and it gives us the assertiveness, the power and drive to go into action to achieve our goals. to speak up for what's right, to make sure that people are not being hurt or damaged. It's the warriors who create better health, better air, better education, who look after the earth. So your warrior says, stand up and be counted. Know what's important to you, speak your truth, and refuse to tolerate what devalues and hurts you. And finally, the last archetypal pattern we'll explore in this repatterning is what I call the wise one. It's also known as the magician, but as that smacks of Harry Potter to some people, I prefer a less emotionally charged description of this archetype. The wise one sees the divine in everyone and respects all ways of experiencing the divine. Our wise one appreciates differences and is curious about each person's discoveries and ideas. For our wise one, work is its own reward, and this archetype allows us to enjoy our work as if it's play. Our wise one archetype enjoys health by doing those things that result in health and feels abundant and joyful whether we're rich or poor. Your wise one has faith that you will always have the necessities of life. The worst fear of your wise one archetype is that you could lose your center and become alienated from yourself and others. So what we're seeing is that celebrating our journeys is about learning the lessons each of these archetypal patterns bring us. It's about embarking on our journey of self-transformation free of resistance. It's about facing our fears and being strengthened by moving beyond them. Each archetype has a gift that expands your awareness and gives you a greater range for understanding, appreciating, and loving yourself, and therefore all others. So, at this point, let's see if anybody has phoned in for our wonderful session.
Yes, I'm here.
Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Chloe.
Great to hear your voice.
Thank you. You
wonderful.
Too.
Nancy, did you have a session with me before?
Yes.
Yes, I thought, I wasn't quite sure if you were the same Nancy. Good. All right, so.
Well, I'm not sure if I had a session. I'm a student.
Oh, you're a student. Okay.
And I was in Mexico with you.
I was on the radio show.
Okay.
No. Wonderful. So you're a student of resonance repatterning.
Mm-hmm.
And what drew you to study resonance repatterning?
Through friends, I had my first session and I was hooked.
Aha.
It was amazing.
Really? In what way was it amazing?
Just how it just identified things about me.
That you'd never thought of before.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, it's wonderful, isn't it? Suddenly you see, wow, that's what's going on.
Right, right.
Yes, so good for you. So you're studying this so you can keep on helping yourself and others.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, you've got a very powerful repatterning that we're going to be doing right now. And, Nancy, we will be taking breaks periodically.
Okay.
And anybody who's listening in, either live or to the archives, you're welcome to proxy in to Nancy's session because we're all a part of the same energy field, as new physics has taught us, and so we can benefit from each other. All right, so Nancy, what problem is coming up for you that you haven't been able to resolve?
Well, I've recently lost my job, and I'm just feel stuck in really getting my job search going.
Okay.
I feel like I'm wasting time.
Mm-hmm. And you're trying to find a job?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which takes a lot of effort and energy.
Yeah.
And
you say you lost your dog?
My job.
Your job. Sorry, I thought you said your dog.
No, my job.
Okay, that's right. All right, so this is the journey.
Yes.
Yes, this is the problem. It's saying, all right, so you need to move here from one source of nourishment to another one.
Right.
All right, so this is what we need to be dealing with here. Yes. So general muscle check, say, I lost my job.
I lost my job.
And I'm stuck wasting time.
And I'm stuck wasting time.
And I'm not finding a new job.
And I'm not finding a new job.
And you are on or resonating with that. So Nancy, what negative mental attitude do you have that's making it difficult for you to meet this challenge?
It shouldn't be so hard.
So that you've got your negative mental attitude is it's so hard. It's
yes.
Too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's too hard. So remember, this is the resistance that stops your hero from going on your journey towards growth and transformation.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you need to list any other negative mental attitude. No. General muscle check. Yeah, we're checking your whole feel for this. Say, it's too hard.
It's too hard.
And you're resonating with that. And remember, this it's too hard is a very, very old, old belief that's coming up for you that probably relates to your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize it?
Yes.
Yes. It's not just in terms of finding a new job right now. And Nancy, what negative actions or feelings let you know that you're feeling hopeless about resolving this problem, about finding a new job? Some negative action in the story, the man went into alcohol and drugs and anger. But what negative actions or feelings do you have that are stopping you from solving your problem?
I feel like I'm isolating myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching too much TV. I'm escaping.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. So we can hear that, can't we? That resistance to go on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to keep on watching TV.
Which doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
No.
No, the journey is saying I'm here because there's something you need to learn here about yourself. Yeah, some healing for you. Need to list anything else? No, this is what you're doing. General muscle check. Say, I isolate myself.
I isolate myself.
I'm watching too much TV.
I'm watching too much TV.
And I'm escaping.
And I'm escaping.
And you are on for all of that. All right, so Nancy, this problem of losing your job and wasting time and not finding a new job is asking you to let go of something. So remember, the hero must let go of one source of nourishment before you can move to a new source of nourishment. What do you imagine you need to let go of that's stopping you from going forward on your journey of growth and transformation? What do you imagine you need to let go of?
Well, wanting it to be easier. Not taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you need to list anything more? No. All right. So basically, not taking responsibility is about being irresponsible, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And being, I'm writing this down. So we're already beginning to hear the little orphan, aren't we?
Yeah.
The orphan's like, I want life to be easy. I don't want to work.
Right.
Do you recognize that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want someone to just give me the lottery.
Yes.
You
I want someone
about
to
winning
take
the lottery.
Care of me.
Okay, general muscle check. So I let go of wanting life to be easy.
I let go of wanting life to be easy.
And being irresponsible.
And being irresponsible.
And you do not resonate with that right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Nancy, after this little break, we'll come back.
Okay.
Your journey long way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
What can you tell me about Skills USA?
Skills USA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
On the web at skillsusa.org.
Learn to fly, you are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Good. All right. Do we have you here, Nancy?
I put you on speaker. Can you hear me?
It's best if you're not on speaker, actually.
Okay.
Yes, because it's difficult for people to hear you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Great, oh, that's better. Now you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay.
All right, so the next section of this repatterning is to see how you are resisting your core to journey. This losing your job and having to find a new job is actually calling you to grow and heal and transform yourself. And we're going to be looking at the 4 aspects of the hero and the journey, which is the call to face your problem, to leave your source of nourishment and find a new one, the enemies and friends, and to return with something to contribute. So let's find out which one you need, Nancy. So what's involved for you is the call to the journey, the problem. We need to look at something here. Yes, and you need number 1, and I'm muscle checking exactly what you need, Nancy. Number 1, no, number 2, number 3, number 4. And you can just say this, and I'll check you for resonating with it. Say, I just want my life to be easy and happy.
I just want my life to be easy and happy.
With no difficulties.
With no difficulties.
And you are on for that. Do you identify with that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Now let's check. We need to see about holding on to an old source of nourishment rather than finding a new source of nourishment. No. We need to look at the whole issue of enemies and friends, facing and overcoming your fears, etc. No. And we need to look at the return, the transformation with something to contribute to humanity. Yes. And you need number 1. No. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4 you need. General muscle check. We're checking your whole field. Say, I can't make a positive difference.
I can't make a positive difference.
In anyone's life.
In anyone's life.
And you're resonating with that. So there's not much incentive for you to go on your journey because you feel, well, what have I got to give anyway?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have the 7 journeys that we're going to see. There's one of these journeys, one or usually one, is what really is underlying your problem with losing your job, not being able to get another one, escaping, etc. And we need to look at the conception journey. No. Attachment to the womb journey. No. Your birth journey. No. The breast heart attachment journey. Yes. You need that one. Okay. And we need any of the others there. No. All right. So this is the one you need. So this is the journey actually that many babies never got to make. It's after birth, the baby should be placed on the mother's belly. And bit by bit, it takes about 20 minutes to half an hour, the baby will make its own way to the mother's breast and attach and hear the mother's heartbeat and receive the nourishment of the mother's milk. So it's a very powerful journey that orients us towards doing what nourishes us. And we need to get the non-coherent breath-heart journey issue, yes. And you need 1 through 4, yes. You actually need 1, the general muscle check. Say, I am stopped.
I am stopped?
Yeah, from connecting.
From connecting.
To my new source of nourishment.
My new source of nourishment.
And you are on for that. So it's interesting, you've lost this one job, you've left one source of nourishment behind, but it's as though you feel like you're being stopped from connecting to your new source of nourishment in your next job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And probably that's a pattern throughout your whole life, where it's difficult for you to find your next source of nourishment. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, well, it looks like it's coming up in terms of the job issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we need to find out a coherent breath-heart journey perception that you need. Yes. And we've got 8 of these. And you need 1 through 4. No. 5. No. 6. 7. You need actually 8. General muscle check. Say, there is only love.
There is only love.
And you do not resonate with that. So when our frequencies are out of sync, then we can't resonate with what is positive. Or we do resonate with what is negative. And so here, this is what your system needs to be oriented towards love, to know that you're surrounded by love.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, you don't resonate with that. Wonderful. Good. So now what we'll do is go into the 5 major archetypes for your transformation. And the archetypes are, of course, the orphan and the martyr, and the wanderer and the warrior and the wise one. So it may be that we'll just do one of these, or it may be that we'll touch in on different ones. So we need to identify, and just for people who are new, I'm muscle checking everything using the on-off strength and relaxation of my muscles to access Nancy's energy field, body, emotion, mind field, so I can find out exactly what will be most helpful for Nancy at this time. So we need to identify something from the orphan archetype, yes. And we need to identify your worst fear, yes. So Nancy, general muscle check, say, I'm afraid I'll be abandoned.
I'm afraid I'll be abandoned.
And I'm afraid of my powerlessness.
And I'm afraid of my powerlessness.
And you resonate with that one. Is that something that you recognize in yourself?
Oh yes.
Yeah, yeah. Feeling of being abandoned by people or relationships. Or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and feeling powerless.
Yes.
Yeah. And we need to identify the orphan's non-coherent response to problems. Yes, remember, our problems is like the enemy. The hero has to face the dragons. So this is, the orphan is a non-coherent response. General muscle check, say, I pretend everything is okay.
I pretend everything is okay.
And wait for someone to rescue me.
And wait for someone to rescue me.
And you are resonating with that response.
Mm-hmm.
I wish someone would just offer me a job.
Yes.
Why did it have to be so hard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we need to identify the orphan's coherent way of relating. Yes. And general muscle check. So when you are in sync and resonating with your power, this is how you relate to people. Say, I ask for help.
I ask for help.
And appreciate people taking care of me.
And appreciate people taking care of me.
And at the moment, you don't resonate with asking for help.
Okay.
Yeah, so the orphan just goes into too much TV watching and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, oh, if I just pretend it's okay, maybe something will happen.
Yes.
Yes, but the orphan must ask for help and then give people the appreciation for the help they offer. And we need to identify the non-coherent qualities that are involved. Yes, and we have 26 of these qualities. And you need 1 through 6, no. 7 through 10, 11 through 15, no. 16 through 20, No, 21 through, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 has come up. And this is, remember, the non-coherent quality that's involved for the orphan that you need to transform your resonance with this. Say, I ask for help by complaining.
I ask for help by complaining.
And you resonate with that right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you recognize that you complain?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see that it's a non-coherent way of trying to get help. And you can complain till you're blue in the face, and you'll never get the help you need and want, will you?
No.
No. All the orphan needs to do is just say, I need some help. Will you help me? You know, it's amazing how simple it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But when we've got these old patterns, it can feel quite difficult. So now we're going to look at the orphan's coherent qualities that you need. And we've got 16 of these wonderful qualities. And you need 1 through 9. Yes, you do. You need 1 through 5. No. 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 9 has come up. General Musacek. Say, as I learn to love...
As I learn to love...
And care for others...
And care for others...
I feel more safe...
I feel more safe...
And taken care of...
And taken care of.
And you're off for that. Yes, so the orphan just wants other people to take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And so the big lesson that you need is, I just need to love and take care of others, and automatically that orphan pattern within you is going to start feeling safe and taken care of.
Okay.
So it's a big lesson, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we also need to identify the achievement or learning for your orphan that your orphan needs. Yes. And what you need is this, General Musacek. Say, I face reality.
I face reality.
And have hope.
And have hope.
And right now you are off for that one. Okay. So, yes, so that part of you that goes into denial, just procrastinating, wasting time, watching TV, that's the part that doesn't resonate with facing reality and is feeling hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're going into those actions. There's no blame or judgment. It's like these actions are a signal to us, letting us know that there's something I need to learn here. And it looks like what you're needing to learn is that you can face reality and you can have hope and you can ask for help and you can become independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so now let's see if there's anything you need from any of the other archetypes. So you need something from the martyr archetype? No. And while we're taking a break, I'll just quickly check if... Yes, I hear a break coming up. I'll quickly check if there's anything else you need, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back again after the break.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not about getting to one point. It's about your journey along the way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello, and here we are doing Nancy's session, The Hero Within Repatterning. And Nancy, are you there?
Yes.
Wonderful. So while we were on the break, I muscle-checked what you needed, and you needed another archetype, the Wise One archetype. And that you needed the positive. You need to resonate with the positive quality of that Wise One universal pattern. And you can say, General Muscle-check, say, I affirm.
I have fun.
I affirm.
I affirm.
All the good I have in my life.
All the good I have in my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And that's off. So it's interesting, Nancy, in terms of the orphan, there's a tendency for the orphan to go into complaining. And what's going to support your healing is to be the wise one who starts seeing all the good you have in your life right now, even without a job. Mm-hmm. You've got so much good in your life, and start affirming that. Affirmations can be very powerful in that way. Okay? And the next one from the wise one is the learning the wise one brings to you. General muscle check for you. Say, I am filled.
I am filled.
With a sense of abundance and joy.
With a sense of abundance and joy.
I accept everyone and everything.
I accept everyone and everything.
And right now you don't resonate with that. Yes, so that's a very powerful one from this. The wise one is such a powerful archetype. And for you, it's really the exact opposite of the orphan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everything is abundant. Everything is joyful. I accept everything and everyone. It's all a part of my soul's learning and journey. It's all for my best.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So, Nancy, I've just muscle-checked on the break which modality you need to transform your resonance, and you do need the stature of power and confidence. So I will talk you through this, and if you want to put it on speakerphone so you can hear me, that's just fine. You don't need to talk in this one.
Okay.
All right. So coming to your stature, and everybody, you can do this wherever you are. If you're driving a car, you'll need to do it with your eyes open. But come into your stature, sit or stand with a straight spine, your feet on the floor, and feel a gentle pull upward from the crown of your head. This is your stature of power and confidence. And ask yourself, what do I contribute or bring to life that I'm happy about? And just answer that in your mind. I bring. What do you bring to life that you're happy about? Just say whatever you bring to life that you're happy about in your mind. Now in your mind, say thank you to Source. Thank you. Again in your mind, say love and let go. Let go of everything that is not love. And take a deep in your body, loving breath. And now as you breathe out, arc your breath like a rainbow. Feel your energy arcing out from you into the room, beyond the room, to include the whole world. Make yourself bigger. Your energy is huge. It's a matter of breathing yourself out into your world. If we want a job, we need to expand our energy field. We don't want to contract our energy field by watching TV and procrastinating. We need to connect to our stature of power and confidence, and radiate our energy field out there. with a sense of abundance and joy. As you breathe in, feel yourself being recharged. Arc your energy out and receive the energy that's recharging you. Take care of details. So whatever it is you want to do, finding a job, what are the details that you need to take care of? And now take your time. Mentally ask yourself, what is the right pacing for me at this time in terms of what I'm doing or what I'm doing with my time? You can stretch time when you pace yourself. And now be conscious of yourself. Be conscious of who you truly are, your essence that is beyond your body, emotions, and mind. It's beyond all your problems and challenges. Your pure consciousness. Become conscious of the essence of who you are that wants the best for you and is giving you challenges for your greater growth. Take a deep breath and breathe out with a gentle ha sound. Ha. Good. And when you're ready, Nancy, you can open your eyes. And you may want to come back on the phone in your own time.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Great. And that modality is complete. So in resonance repatterning, we always do modalities to change all the resonance patterns we've identified in the session. So let's now check to see if they've changed. And remember, it's never about just one session. Life is a process. It's a process of growth till the last breath we take on this earth. So we're always growing. It's not a matter of, oh, I've had this session, now all my problems are handled and I never will have a problem again, or I'll get a job tomorrow. You may get a job tomorrow, but you may also have other sessions you need to do on yourself or receive that will keep on finding and discovering your next place of growth.
Mm-hmm.
So losing your job and needing to find another one is your challenge, is your journey that's taking you on a journey of transformation. So say I have lost my job.
I have lost my job.
Stuck wasting time. And I'm stuck wasting time.
I'm stuck wasting time.
And not finding a new job.
Not finding a new job.
And that is off now. You don't resonate with that. So that's a good shift there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the negative mental attitude, say, is too hard.
It's too hard.
And you don't resonate with that little orphan mental attitude.
Okay.
And then this is the negative actions or feelings. Say, I isolate myself.
I isolate myself.
I'm watching too much TV.
I'm watching too much TV.
And I'm escaping.
And I'm escaping.
Good. You don't resonate with that. And then what you need to let go of, say, I let go of wanting life to be easy.
I let go of wanting life to be easy.
And being irresponsible.
And being irresponsible.
Good. You're now on to being able to let go of that old source of nourishment that is not working for you anymore, so you can find a new source of nourishment, which is much more powerful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Then the resisting, the journey. We came up with a call. The problem is a call to go on your journey, and you're resisting it. So let's see if that one changed. Say, I just want my life to be easy and happy.
I just want my life to be easy and happy.
With no difficulties.
No difficulties.
And you're off for that one. And we're really hearing the orphan showing up, aren't we, in a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of exciting, seeing that archetype is wanting to be healed and wanting to do some growing. And then the return part of the journey, say, I can't make a positive difference in anyone's life.
I can't make a positive difference in anyone's life.
Good. You're off for that one. Terrific. And then the breast-heart attachment journey, which you probably didn't have as a baby, and say,
I'm stopped from connecting.
My new source of nourishment.
My new source of nourishment.
And you're off for that. So good. You don't resonate with that one. And then the wise one archetype, say, there is only love.
There is only love.
And you resonate with that one.
Great.
Terrific. The five major archetype, the orphan's worst fears, say, I'm afraid I'll be abandoned.
I'm afraid I'll be abandoned.
And I'm afraid of my powerlessness.
and I'm afraid of my powerlessness.
And you're off for that one. Good. Nancy, I'm just running out of time here, so maybe stay on the line, because I'd like to just finish off these very, very few orphan archetypes.
Okay.
But let me just give out the notices that I need to give out, and then we'll come back to you either now, or if the show is over, I'll quickly check you at the end.
Okay.
So, good. So, just stay on the line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, remember, if you've got any questions, or you can, welcome to get in touch with livingintune@gmail.com. And next week, how does your birth journey from conception to birth affect your life and relationships in the now? And I'm going to be interviewing Living in Tune guest Ray Castellino, who works full-time with babies, parents, and adults, helping them resolve birth journey interruptions and traumas with extraordinary results. These children are totally amazing. And Ray will share with us the stages of the birth journey, conception through birth, your incoming consciousness need in order to establish yourself optimally in the womb. What happens when you don't have an optimal experience in the womb? How do your less than optimal birth journey experiences show up in your life and relationships? And what can you do to resolve them? So a very, very exciting show that we have next week. Remember, you can download the transcript for this show and any of the archive shows that interest you, that you want to use in your life, your own healing. They're very, very powerful. I keep returning to them myself. And for those of you who want to study resonance repatterning, want to help yourself, help other people, just go to resonancerepatterning.net. And the teachers are waiting to pass on this amazing system of knowledge, of heart, of healing. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. Get going on your hero's journey and seeing your problems and challenges as a call to adventure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried your best before.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
What can you tell me about?